Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll see what's going on in Wistful Vista shortly.
This is Eleanor Engel. You know, the fun you have is good for you. You need it, you deserve it. The question is, do you always feel good enough to enjoy it? Sometimes a headache or an upset stomach just won't let you enjoy the fun that's so good for you. Well, that, my friend, is a situation that calls for speedy Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing.
You see, Alka-Seltzer becomes a relief-giving liquid that's better because of action in the glass.
Yes, action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid for quick and easy use by your system.
Action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles, making it a soothing liquid that speeds relief.
Action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately. Try it, won't you? For refreshing relief of a headache or upset stomach, take Alka-Seltzer.
This is a long-awaited day in the McGee household. The men from the Bon-Ton Appliance Department have been busy there for hours, and they've just left. Mr. McGee turns to Mrs. McGee with brightly shining eyes and says,
"Ah, just look at it, kiddo. There it is.
It's beautiful.
I always told you to stick with me, and someday I'd buy you one for your very own."
"I tell you, I can hardly believe it. Our own garbage disposal."
"Yep. No more messy pile of garbage overflowing the can, because I forgot to put it out for a couple of weeks."
"Right. Incidentally, speaking of the garbage can, you haven't brought it back in yet. It's still out by the alley."
"Oh, who cares? We don't need it anymore. I'll just throw that baby on the junk pile and forget it."
"Oh, now, wait a minute, Howard Hughes.
Hmm?
Let's not lose our heads just because we have a garbage disposal."
"Well, gee whiz, what's the use of an old garbage can? What's it good for now? We don't need it."
"Well, we could, That's too good to throw away. We could take it and we... Well,
Let me help you with a few suggestions, my dear. We can turn it upside down, put a cushion on top, and buy five more and use them as a set of bar stools."
"Oh?
Oh, that's right. We don't have a bar. Well, then we could lay it on its side, paint it olive drab, put a swinging door on the end of it, and sell it to the Army as a Quonset hut for midgets."
"Oh, don't be silly."
"Well, let's face it, kiddo. That garbage can has got to go."
"Wait, I know what we can do with it."
"Nail it to the fence post, lay it on its side, and use it for a mailbox for circular letters."
"Stop it."
"Okay, I'm running out of ideas anyhow. What's yours?"
"We can give it away to the kids next door."
"The Nelsons?"
"Yes, they need a new garbage can. Have you ever seen that beat-up old thing they put out on garbage nights?"
"No, I don't think so."
"That's because Sally always hides it behind a tree. She says they've been meaning to buy a new one for months, but they haven't so far."
"Okay, we'll give them ours."
"They'll be tickled to get it.
No reason why they shouldn't be as proud of their garbage as we are. And hey, talking about garbage, we got any? I want to test this new disposal, see how it works."
"Don't worry, it works. And if it doesn't, it's guaranteed."
"You didn't answer the question. You got any garbage? You know, old lettuce, fruit rinds, chicken bones, anything? It's supposed to take it all."
"I'm sorry, dearie. I'm afraid we're fresh out of garbage right now. But if you'll wait till dinner time, I'm going to peel some potatoes and shell some peas and, oh, we'll have some wonderful garbage at dinner time."
"Dinner time? Gee whiz, Molly, that isn't for 2 hours yet."
"Well, you just be patient."
"Yeah, but gee, kiddo, I want to try it out. I want to see it take that garbage. I wasn't here when the guy demonstrated it for you. Gee whiz, it's mine, too."
"Well, of course it is, sweetheart. And you can use it any time your little heart desires. I just haven't any garbage right now, that's all."
"Well, even a piece of bread will do. You got any stale bread?"
"Not a scrap. The only bread in the house is this fresh loaf the old-timer brought this morning."
"Well, then, can I put a fresh piece in?"
"Oh. Okay, go ahead."
"No need to get sore."
"I'm not sore. But you just act like a child, McGee. Why the big rush to use the new garbage disposal?"
"I guess we'll see how it works, that's all." "Oh, all right, never mind. I'll wait for the garbage."
"Good. You won't be sorry. We're going to have spare ribs and, you know, all those nice bones we have left over, and there's always some peas, and you never eat eggplant."
Okay, I'll wait. Meantime, I'll clean out the old garbage pail and take it next door to the Nelsons for a gift."
That's a good boy.
After all, we're going to have that garbage disposed all a long time.
Sure.
10, 20 years, maybe.
Of course.
But, gee, these next 2 hours are sure going to drag.
In just a moment, we'll try to straighten out the McGees.
It's 5 o'clock, and Mr. Brown waits for an elevator.
Going down. Oh, how are you, Mr. Brown?
Oh, not so good tonight, Harry.
Oh, rough day in the mines, huh?
Sure was. I promised the family I'd take them out tonight, too. I got the darndest headache.
Gee, that's a shame, Mr. Brown. When you get a chance to have some fun, you ought to be able to enjoy it. Say, did you ever try Alka-Seltzer? Boy, that stuff really works for me.
Alka-Seltzer, huh?
Darn right. Why don't you get a glass of Alka-Seltzer at the drugstore in the lobby? By the time you get home, you ought to be all set.
By golly, Harry, you may have something there. I'll try a glass of Alka-Seltzer right now. Thanks.
And so Mr. Brown joined the millions of Americans who've learned they can depend on speedy Alka-Seltzer for relief that's so refreshing. For a headache, upset stomach, or an achy feeling, take Alka-Seltzer.
Got this garbage can of ours scrubbed out and cleaned up real good. Looks almost like new. Good idea, giving it to the Nelsons at that. Lesson, Sally, don't have much extra dough, and if I can save them a few bucks with the garbage can.
Well, hello there, Mr. McGee.
Hi, Les.
Come right in. Come in.
Thanks.
Let me give you a hand with that. Say, that looks like a garbage can, Mr. McGee.
It's a very shrewd guess, Les.
Nice looking can. Brand new one, is it?
No, it's a 54. Late 54. Got it 2 years ago, but we took good care of it.
Oh, I can see that all right. Ours is a 49 model.
Oh.
Old one. We bought it secondhand off a used can dealer.
Oh.
He said it was owned by an old vegetarian who only put garbage in it on Sundays. He claimed it hadn't had over 2,000 meals in it when we got it.
Yeah?
I don't know, though. It's sure in terrible shape now. It's all bent up and starting to leak a little. Sally's kind of ashamed of it.
Well, she won't have to be ashamed anymore, Les. Here. This is for you.
For us?
Yeah. We won't be needing it anymore, Molly and me. Well, I don't want to sound snooty or big time or anything, but... Well, we got ourselves a garbage disposal today.
No kid.
Just had it installed this morning. And we wanted our next-door neighbors to share in our good luck, so there's the garbage can with our compliments.
Well, gee, I just don't know what to say. By golly, that sure is a wonderful gift, Mr. McGee.
It's okay. You deserve it.
I tell you, if there's anything we can ever do for you folks, any kind of favor at all...
Well, now that you mention it, there is a little favor you could do for me, Les, if you would.
Well, by golly, you just name it, neighbor.
Well, you got any spare garbage?
Garbage?
Yeah. Used garbage that you don't want. You know, lettuce leaves, chicken bones, maybe some old grapefruit, anything like that there.
Well, now...
I don't want to sound greedy. Just a small bag full will do. I've been just dying to try out our new disposal, and we haven't got a speck of garbage in the house. And so if you got a little...
Did he have any?
No. Said Sally's in charge of that department, and she won't be home till 6 o'clock. Well, might as well wait and use her own, I guess.
Well, it was a good try.
Doggone it, anyhow. When you don't want garbage, you got a whole house full. You just need some sometime, and what happens?
Maybe that's some now.
Hmm?
Garbage.
Oh.
Maybe they're bringing it back. We might be one of the lucky ones whose refuse didn't measure up to the city standards, and they refused it. Don't you get it, dearie? Refused? It's a pun based on...
It ain't funny, Mrs. McGee.
Well, I thought it was mildly amusing. You answer the door, will you? I have to go upstairs and sort the laundry.
Okay. 4 o'clock. Still over an hour till she starts dinner. Wish I could think of... Okay, come in.
Hi, Mr. McGee. Hi.
Oh, hello there, Teeny. Now, look, sis, I'm not in much of a mood to gab right now, so unless you got something important...
Me either, Mr. McGee. I'm not either, no.
Hmm?
In much of a mood to gab.
Oh?
No. I'm just in a mood to sit down here and eat my apple.
Your apple? Look, sis, I don't want to be an old grouch or anything, but that's the loudest apple I ever heard. Could you go sit on the front porch and eat that thing? Because...
Okay. If I'm not welcome, I'm going to throw the car away in a minute anyway. I'll just go on home.
The car? Oh, hey, now, wait a minute, Teeny. Wait a minute. No, don't go away. Wait.
I thought you said for me.
You come right back there and sit down there and chomp away on that old apple. I just love the sound of a kid crunching on a good loud apple with a core in it.
Well?
And when you get through with it, don't you worry about that apple core. Old Uncle Fibber will take care of that apple.
It what? Would you mind repeating that, McGee, slowly?
Our brand new garbage disposal won't work. It's broke.
That's right, Miss McGee. All he did was put a little old apple core down there.
Yeah, a little old apple core.
And he shoved it down with a spoon.
Yeah, I just tried to help it down.
What, a spoon?
Well, I didn't mean to drop the spoon. It slipped out of my hands.
Yeah, it slipped, Miss McGee.
Yeah.
But it was the egg turner that made the big noise.
Yeah, I tried
egg turner?
Well, I was trying to get the spoon out.
Sure,
and
he was trying to get it out with the egg turner, Miss McGee. And now listen to it. Listen how it sounds.
Oh, what am I going to do with the potato peelings and the bones we'll have left from the spare ribs? Oh, my beautiful garbage disposal.
Fibber and Molly have a final word for you to come.
Mother, do some days seem extra long because you feel too tired too much of the time? Well, you know, one of the common causes of a tired, pepless feeling is a shortage of vitamins. And your meals may not always contain enough of these essential food elements. Vitamins have a way of getting lost in the cooking, storing, and processing of food. That's why it's wise to fortify your family meals with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets. They supply all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take. Easy-to-take one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets are low in cost, and they include vitamin B12. Protect your family from vitamin shortage. Tell your druggist you want one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
Bonton won't be able to send a man out to fix it for a couple of days, Les.
Oh?
So we wondered if you'd mind if we just dumped our garbage in our old garbage can tonight, Lester.
Oh, no, not at all, Miss McGee. Go right ahead, be my guest.
Thanks.
In fact, me and Sally have got two garbage cans now. We haven't had a chance to throw the old one there away yet, so why don't you just take it along with you?
Huh?
Our old one there... You just keep it and use it as long as you like with our compliments.
Thanks.
Yes.
So long, everybody.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Les Nelson is played by Robert Easton. Plan to be with us again tomorrow, won't you? We have more fun lined up for you as Good Samaritan McGee tries to return somebody's lost auto license plates. The mess he gets into could only be gotten into by Mr. McGee. This is John Wall saying goodbye for now. We'll be looking for you tomorrow.
Weekdays, follow the story of Pepper Young's family on most NBC radio stations.